The Mukilteo businessman who sent a citywide warning about a new mosque now says it was a bad idea. KUOW's race and culture reporter Liz Jones has more.
Local Muslim writer Aziz Junejo recently had a phone conversation with the man who sent the mailers.
Well, it was an interesting phone call. He initially told me that he really didn't think much of this. He thought it was a tremendous mistake to have done what he did.
He was talking to Peter Zeev. He's the aerospace executive whose postcards offended many local Muslims. The card suggested that people with concerns about the mosque should call city officials. Zeev's currently in Europe, so Junejo offered to broker a meeting between him and local Muslims when he returns. Zeev told him it'll blow over by then.
I don't think it's going to blow over, and I don't think it's going to stop.
What Junejo fears won't stop is the backlash against Islam. That's why he sees this as an opportunity to discuss misunderstandings about his religion with Zeev and others. Zeev called back hours later, warmed up to the idea of a meeting, but with conditions.
He said he only wanted to talk to a few members. He didn't want the media to know about it. So unfortunately, I don't think that's going to be a real starter.
Mosque supporters say they're hurt. They want a more open and public meeting and an apology.
The healing will take time, but the first step is to admit you've done something wrong. The second will be for us to accept his apology.
The Everett Herald reports that Zeev plans to apologize, but Junejo did not hear those words himself. Junejo says he's hopeful a community meeting with Zeev can happen as early as next week. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.
And Zeev did not respond to a request for comment.